I have an awkward birthmark on my penis. It's true. Just want to get it out there. Full disclosure from Big Jim. I never really figured it was a big deal until the last girl I was with thought my birthmark was actually a genital wart. Yeah, it sort of ruined the mood when she stopped mid-blowjob and started gagging, not even in a good way, and was like, ew. So I said, baby, it's just a birthmark. Nothing to be worried about. I promise, it's all good. And a second later, she was back slobbering all over my dick and my my birthmark. It didn't take much to convince her I was STD-free. The whole time she was blowing me, I couldn't help but think what a dirty, gullible whore she was. I promised her a lot of stupid things that night, and I'm going to have to face the consequences. So I ordered 3 Keith and the Girl relationship books. I love blowjobs, receiving them. The best blowjob I ever got was from this obese fat pig black chick. I don't know if it was so great because of those thick juicy lips or because I have a Nell Carter fetish. Give me a break. Retards also give awesome head. Why do you think they call it Down syndrome? Bad edit, bad edit, bad edit, bad edit, bad edit, bad edit. I've never learned how to use chopsticks, and I've never banged an Asian chick. Maybe there's a correlation there, I don't know. But I do eat a lot of cheeseburgers and jerk off daily. I think it's ironic that I'm tall and I don't like heights, and that my midget friend Ken is such an asshole. But I am into midget chicks. Some people say normal-sized dudes into midgets are really closet pedophiles. I think that's bullshit. I do not fuck midgets in the closet. Go big in 2010. Don't forget to vote for Big Jim and check out voteforbigjim.com.